You are listening to Through the Stage Door on WMNH 95.3. My name is Robert Dion. I'm from the Majestic Theater in the Terrett Herbert Music School. And today we have kids from Fiddler on the Roof Jr. here in the studio. We're doing Facebook Live again. I think I almost got it this time, folks. The kids helped me. So I actually figured it out after many, many weeks of trying to do Facebook Live. We're a biweekly program that celebrates what's happening on stage at the Majestic Theater, as well as the musical sounds from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert, you can give us a call at 669-7469. Or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. And I want to welcome Elise.
Hi.
And Joaquin.
Hi.
And Hayden.
Hello.
And Nicolette.
Hey.
So what I want to do is, so these are cast members from Fiddler on the Roof Jr. We'll talk about what a junior show is a little bit later. If you've been listening to previous programs and you know already what a junior show is. But Fiddler on the Roof Jr. is happening January 24th through the 26th at the Dairy Opera House, presented by the Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts, which is our youth and our teens. And Friday night and Saturday night at 7 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Great, great cast of 30 kids and teens all working hard on this classic musical. But before we do that, I wanted to go around really quick, and I wanted to introduce the kids. So, Nicolette, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you're doing in the show, and all that fun stuff.
Okay. I'm Nicolette Manrique, and I'm 15 years old. I go to Pinkerton Academy, and I play Zeidel, and I'm very excited, very, very excited to play Zeidel, especially.
Now, Zeidel has a funny spelling, too. What's the spelling? Can you spell it?
Oh, goodness.
T-Z-I-E-I-T-L-E. Okay, that works.
T-E-L.
T-E-L. The names in this show are very interesting. You know, they're classic, you know, traditional Jewish names. So, like, Bielka. Are you Bielka?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go to you next, Elise. Elise, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Elise Riendo. I am playing Bielka. I am 11 years old. I go to St. Catherine's of Siena School, and I am in fifth grade.
Cool. And Hayden.
Hi, I am Hayden McNamara. I am 12 years old. I play another man with the ensemble in this show. I am 12 years old, and I go to Parkside Middle School.
I went to Parkside Middle School back in the 1800s. Ooh, did you know that the school was around back in the 1800s? Now, yeah. Did you go to Goslar Park, too, or did you go to...
No, I went to Parker Varney.
Parker Varney, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Joaquin.
Hi, my name is Joaquin Keniston. I'm 11 years old, turning 12 in May.
Okay. So 11 and half, three quarters.
Yeah, basically. Right. I'm playing the constable, and I go to Hillside Middle School.
Very, very cool. Yes. So Fiddler on the Roof Jr., like I said, we do have a cast of about 30 kids and teens, all on this classic musical. And the Majestic Academy does a classic musical, a junior version, or a school edition every January. Last year we did Music Man Junior. Previous years we've done Bye Bye Birdie Young Performers Edition. I'm forgetting all the others, Wizard of Oz. So we try to do a classic musical because it helps teach the kids some of the chestnuts, what we call some of the older musicals. And what a junior is, or a Young Performers Edition is, they actually adapt the show for to be performed by younger kids and teens. So it's a shorter show. It isn't the full show, but you'll definitely be able to recognize the show because it's a lot of the same musical numbers, it's almost kind of like the highlights from the Broadway yeah. show without having to, you know, be in a three-hour Fiddler on the Roof show. So it's perfect for the whole family. If you just like Fiddler on the Roof and come and see it, you'll be really, really touched by these kids. And I have some trivia a little later about some other musicals. So see how good you guys are with the newer musicals. Yeah, I didn't tell them it was going to be a quiz. There'll be a quiz at the end.
I don't think
you didn't get ready for the quiz, Joaquin?
No, okay. I'm fine with the quiz.
All right, well, they're fine with the quiz. So, but let me tell you what it's about. If for some reason you don't know what Fiddler on the Roof is about, hey, there could be some people that don't know what Fiddler on the Roof is about. This is Fiddler on the Roof Jr. is a special adaptation of the 9-time Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Fiddler on the Roof. The junior show follows Tevye the milkman as he tries to protect his daughters and his way of life from a changing world. Created by Broadway legends Jerome Robbins, Harold Prince, Jerry Box, Sheldon Harnick, and Joseph Stein, Fiddler on the Roof Jr. tackles the universal theme of tradition in ways that reach across barriers of race, class, nationality, and religion. So who can tell me, I'm just going to throw questions out and we'll see, you know, anyone, who can tell me a little bit more about their character that they're playing in the show? Anyone? Anyone?
Everyone looked at me or what?
Okay, well, at least go ahead and then Joaquin after.
Okay, so I play Bielka. I am one of the youngest daughters.
Now, how many daughters are there?
There are five daughters.
Five daughters. I have five daughters. Five.
Daughters.
Daughters. That's a great line. And are you the youngest?
I'm one of the youngest.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, all the daughters get married, but I do not with the other youngest daughters. So okay. I'm very obedient, is what I get from my character. And I find myself very quiet.
Quiet. Oh. How is that different than, say, Nicolette's character, Zeidel? She does get married, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nicolette, what about your character?
Zeidel, I feel like she's more set in her own ways. She knows what she wants, and she's not afraid to tell someone she knows what she wants. So she's a little bit sarcastic sometimes,
okay.
Especially talking to her sisters.
Well, she's the
yeah.
oldest, right? So
uh-huh.
She's the big boss. I have an older mm-hmm. sister. I know how it works.
Yes,
I know how it
of
works.
Course.
But something happens with your character in this show. It happens
uh-huh.
in the full show. It also happens in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, weddings were arranged, right? And you didn't really get to choose who you could marry. It's not like today. And who they were going to have you marry who?
Laser Wolf. Yes.
The Butcher.
The Butcher.
Yes.
Yeah. And
what did you think of that?
I did not like it.
You didn't like
so.
It? Who did you want to get married to?
Mottl, the tailor.
Oh.
So, yeah.
All right. We won't give it away.
Mm-mm.
Well, but you do marry
But
Mottl.
I do marry
Yeah, you
Mottl.
Do marry Mottl.
Yeah.
Again, I think everyone's seen Fiddler on the Roof,
yes.
so they kind of know the story. Joaquin, so you're playing a character that doesn't, it's just called, there's not like a name, like not Zeidel or Bielke. It's called the Constable.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Constable character, because that's a pretty interesting character, too.
So the Constable is like the deputy of Onatevka, which is the village of the Fiddler on the Roof story takes place in. He's Russian. He like upholds the law and he's like very serious and like
So we talked a little bit about your character,
yeah.
about it being he's kind of torn in some ways,
yeah.
right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so
Hayden has a cold. Hayden keeps sneezing.
Yeah.
Thank you for turning away from the mic when you do that.
So he's friends with Tevye, the main character, the milkman.
But who does he work for?
He works for the Russian government, and he gets orders to, like, he first gets orders to, how do I say it? Like,
warn them.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or like he stages like a pogrom.
Okay.
In
and what's that?
Pogrom is like a.
That's like a demonstration,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Demonstration.
And it's kind of like that's one of the most uncomfortable scenes. It doesn't actually. They don't do it in our show per se. The way they do it in the movie. We watched the movie, I was like, okay, the movie's
yeah.
rated G, but
yeah.
it's scary. It was scary when
yeah.
we watched it. I mean, I watch it every time I see it, I'm like, wow, that's wicked scary.
Yeah.
So your character, Joaquin, is kind of, it's kind of torn between his friend Tevye and the people
yeah.
that are all his friends and the orders that he's being asked to execute, right? Because they're asking him to do some pretty, pretty nasty things.
Yeah.
And luckily, you know, he basically starts off by telling them, you know, warning them, and then finally says, you need to go.
Yeah.
You need to go. And Hayden, what about your character? So you're also in the ensemble. I'm moving a mic around here. Sorry, Peter White. tell us a little bit about the characters that you play, because you're man. I
yes.
always love it when they do that. Can't they just give, like, the character a name?
I know.
Did you give the character a name?
So I've been thinking about it. For me, I'm not good at making up names because I have an imagination, but per se, it's not one that is so creative to the point where I can just make up names.
Okay,
for
well,
characters.
let's name her character now. Let's just come up with a name.
Well, I'm gonna use from what she described her character as.
Okay.
So what I describe my character as is a homeless man.
Okay.
Because I feel when I think of my line and say my line.
Okay, and what is your line?
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Ah, so what would, Elise, what name would you give her character?
Hobo Joe.
Okay. So Hayden, your character's name is Hobo Joe now.
Got it.
Okay.
You gotta write it on the front of the script. Right.
Yeah, you better write on the front of the script before you forget. So if you hadn't guessed, we have a really, really fun time in doing all the shows at the Majestic, but especially a fun time doing the kids and teen shows because we just have a lot of laughs, we have a lot of fun. I do have to tell you, I'm directing this production, which is kind of fun. Assisting me is Colby Willis, who's done a lot of our onstage stuff past couple of years, and he's assisting. He's actually choreographing a couple of the numbers. He did the opening number, and he's going to be doing the number to Life. Which basically happens after Tevye goes and basically sells Zytel to Laserwolf, or says, "You're going to marry my daughter." And there's a funny story that involves that, about when he goes to see Laserwolf. Does anyone want to tell that funny story about how... Okay, all right, go ahead, Elise.
So what happens, Yenta, the matchmaker, tells Tevye's wife about it, and she says to not tell Tevye what it is about, because Tevye does not get along with Laser Wolf. So when he goes, he thinks it's about his milk cow. So they're fighting over, a milk cow, and Laser Wolf thinks he's fighting over Zytel. And then one of the lines is, "One day you might want one, the next day you might want two." And he's like, "What would I want to do with two?" And then he finally explains it, and it's a very funny scene.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's like, "Oh, I only want one." Oh, you know, next thing you want one, next thing you'll want two.
What do I do with two? The same thing you do with one.
So obviously there's lots of funny moments in the show. Are there any other funny moments in the show that you guys can think of that, or favorite parts of the show? Do you have parts of the show that you really like? In particular, Hayden?
My favorite part of the show is when it is time for Sabbath, and Tevye introduces Perchik, which is another one of the characters, after meeting him, and introduces all of the five daughters to him, and he turns around and looks at
Martin.
I think this is
Martin's favorite scene, too. Yeah. Martin, who's playing Tevye, because I made him do it 172 times.
Turns around and looks at Mottl and goes, "This is not my daughter."
Right, because he goes down the line, he's like, you know, "This is mine, and this is mine, this is mine, and this is mine, and this is mine." And he looks at Mottl and goes, "This is not mine."
I gotta say, that one's one of my favorites.
That's a lot of fun. That's
fun to react to.
One of my favorite parts, too, is the idea when Tevye and Golda do "You Love Me?" You know, because they say, "We've been together forever and ever, you know, it's a new world, love," you know, and so let's talk a little bit about the character of Tevye. Tevye, you know, who can describe the character of Tevye and kind of what he goes through in this show? Anyone? Nicolay? Okay. As you guys know that are listening, I never give them these questions before. So this is all live.
New.
It's all live. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so Tevye is... At the beginning of the story, he doesn't know of his daughter's wanted marriages. So he's pretty content with life at the moment in that time. But as the story progresses, he has to go through many things of, like, being able to give away his daughters, being able to overcome certain challenges that he has to face with tradition. He has to break some of the challenges, break some of the traditions that he originally once had before.
So, for instance, what's his issue with you? Because obviously it starts with his daughter, and what do you do that upsets him at first?
Me and Mottl ask for his blessing in marriage. So he doesn't like that necessarily because he would like a rich man, mm-hmm. someone that...
And he had just promised you to laser wolf too, so...
Exactly, so he's not very happy with that, especially that.
And what's his thing that, why doesn't he like it? Because it's not done that way, right?
Yeah,
just not done that
way. It's tradition. It never happened that way before.
Tradition, and if you're watching on Facebook Live, they just did the tradition move. And then what? Now the next daughter down is
Hoddle.
What happened? Who can tell me what happens with Hoddle? Who can tell me what happens with Hoddle? She also finds a man.
Yeah.
Right. And what happens to that man?
He has to move back. Yeah. To Kiev.
Yeah. He gets sent away, and then she ends up trying to. And that honestly, that's one of my favorite parts. Mm-hmm. Sort of the saddest parts of the show is when she sings Far From the Home I Love, basically leaving her dad and saying, you know, I may never see him ever again, to go live with, as Tevye would call it, this Moses of yours. Yes. And then the next daughter down is Chava. Mm-hmm. And who can talk about what happens with Chava? Go ahead.
So what happens with Chava is she falls in love with a Russian soldier named Fyedka. And Tevye is like having none of it because...
Fyedka's considered what?
A Russian soldier.
Yeah, he's kind of the enemy, right?
Yeah.
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 And so what does so how does that all end?
Tevye goes into like a fit of rage, and like it was basically like, no, you can't marry him because I've let my two other daughters get married, and now you want to marry one of our enemies.
Mm-hmm. So. And he ends up. What does he end up doing with Chava at the Elise?
He says no, and she runs away.
Yeah, and basically he's like, "You're dead to me," right? That's sad.
Yeah,
that's sad. There's so many, but you know, I have to tell you, it's like we're talking about all the sad stuff and Fiddler on the Roof, but there are a lot of funny moments,
yes.
And a lot of fun moments, And it's interesting. The description, it says, set in a little village of Enetevka, the story centers on Tevye, a poor dairyman, and his five daughters. With the help of colorful and a tight-knit Jewish community, Tevye tries to marry off his daughters and instill in them a sense of tradition in the face of growing anti-Semitism in Tsarist Russia. Some pretty serious topics. But the thing I like about the junior version is that I think that they put it in context of being done by kids and teens. So we're not doing anything that's wicked scary to either watch or be on stage with, mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool. Are there any other moments within the show that are favorites or funny things that you think about the show or with your experience?
I quite like the opening number tradition.
And Colby, I have to say, has done an amazing job with that number. I was so impressed with what he was able to do. Mm-hmm.
I like the music is just like so good, and like the choreography, it's just, I don't know what to say.
No, I know what you're saying. What I think I like about the choreography is that it fits the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes when someone choreographs something, it's like they try to put all these fancy new moves, and it's a traditional musical, so we can't really use a lot of, some of the moves we can use them, but we're not going to use the same types of moves that we was using, like a Shrek. In Fiddler.
Yeah.
And so Colby's done a good job of just doing that. And he'll do the other number as well. So it'll be a lot of fun. At least you had something, too.
Well, I want to say there's a part that I wish was in it.
Oh, okay. No, that works.
I wish the song where the grandmother comes back from the dead.
Oh, yes, the dream sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone wishes that.
Tevye!
I
know. Tevye!
That
would have
been amazing.
That's a great scene.
Yes. Also, Yenta. Yenta is really, especially at the beginning of the story, she's definitely like, she could be played as a funny character sometimes.
Well, I think Yenta in a lot of ways is the comic relief. Uh-huh. I mean, honestly, Tevye in some ways is the comic relief in this show.
Definitely.
Just because here's a man who's always grown up living a certain way and doing things a certain way, and as the world changes around him, he's like, no, and at first, with Zeitel and again with Hoddle, he's like, all right, I don't like it, but you know what, it is what it is, and mm-hmm. She loves him and he loves her, and then with Chava, that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. He's like, absolutely mm-hmm. not,
yeah.
And so I think that he goes through a lot of stuff as well. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Through the Stage Door at the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're talking today with cast members from Fiddler on the Roof Jr., being presented by the Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts at the Derry Opera House, Friday, January 24th at 7, Saturday, January 25th at 7, and Sunday, January 26th at 2. Call 669-7469 for tickets or visit us at on the web, on the interweb, as I like to say, www.majestictheater.net. Call if you can for tickets. Don't pay an online fee. We don't get the fee, so don't pay the online fee if you can help it. But tickets are available for all performances, and we do recommend getting them in advance. I also want to make sure I do a shout-out. We just finished, it seems like we're always, every time I come in, it seems like we finished yet another show. Next program, we'll be talking to cast members from the next dinner theater offering of Things My Mother Taught Me, happening February 7th through the 9th at the Executive Court. That's a dinner theater performance, a romantic comedy. In February, we have two romantic comedies. We've got Things My Mother Taught Me, and we also have Love Sick, which is happening at the Studio Theater, February 14th to the 23rd. If you haven't gotten our season brochure, by all means, give us a call or shoot us an email. We'll get that in the mail to you. It tells you all the shows we're doing this year, as well as all the great teachers making music at the Ted Herbert Music School. So definitely check that out. But today we're talking with cast members from Fiddler. We're doing some laughing and some having fun. Yes. And I like that. So who can tell me a little bit about, so Fiddler is not everybody's first show. You guys have all different shows. Yes. So let's talk real quick about why we do this thing we call theater. It's a lot of work. A lot of people don't realize it's like we rehearse three times a week and all these hours, and it's a lot of work. You got to learn the lines and the moves and the music and all that fun stuff. So why do we do this? Who knows? Who has a reason why they like to do theater?
I do theater because school's stressful. Sometimes home life might be stressful too, just going about your day. So like getting to your practice space and you're able to be a role and learn lines, learn choreography, stuff like that.
Be someone different for
a
change, huh?
Yeah, be something you love to do. It's like you're in a whole new world, a whole new universe. And so I that's why I like doing it. And I also love singing, dancing. That's
and I bet you some adults would have that same answer to that question, you know, because they're like, they go through the daily stuff and all that. Anybody else, why you like to do theater?
I like to do theater because I feel when I just walk in through the doors, we are all just like a one big family. So I just feel it's so amazing when you just like walk in and like you see everybody, you see all your friends, and then you get to learn new dances and you just get to have fun and be yourself.
Closing day is always very sad.
Yes. Yeah.
There's always some tears and some, you know, and you get to the point, I always get to the point, it's like there's always another show. But then once in a while I'll be doing a show, like I did a show in Concord as an actor this year, and I got to the end of it and I was that depressed kid at the end. Like, I can't believe this is over. I love these people. Like, we had such a great, great time. So, anyone else? Joaquin?
I like doing theater because you get to meet, like, lots of new people and, like, see your friends and make friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can, like, interact with them and stuff. So,
we get to play cool games, too, which is nice.
Yeah, theater games.
What about you, Elise?
Well, basically all of that combined, it makes me feel like it's like a second home to me. It makes me feel like I love it and I'm passionate about it, and I feel like that's what I want to be when I grow up, honestly.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah,
I always say be an actor, don't be a producer. An actor is so much more fun.
Yes.
But, you know, no matter what it is that you want to do, as long as you kind of put the work behind it and the passion and you like what you're doing and you work hard, then you can be whatever you want to be, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I knew very early I was not going to be a baseball player. I was not very good at baseball. But I knew we could do music and theater and all that. Oh, and the sun just came out on the west side. It just blinded half of you.
Okay,
oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, poor Elise. So I have a little bit of a quiz. This isn't a Fiddler on the Roof quiz, but I wanted to get it in because you guys are wicked smart.
Totally.
So this is we'll see if you know, and I'm going to have you raise your hand because I know you're all going to know these. Well, you all know most of them, all right? And we're not going to keep score because it doesn't matter who wins.
Yeah.
All righty. So, trivia. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. I know some of you know this one. Do you know which musical tells of the circle of life, portraying Simba's life as he grows from cub to king? Joaquin.
The, The Lion King.
The Lion King, right. This musical show was inspired by the Disney animated film released in 1994. First appeared on stage in 1997 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's famous for its pageantry, costumes, and music. And that's a lot of fun. And actually, I have to tell you, too. Oh, I almost forgot to announce auditions. We have auditions coming up for Disney's Little Mermaid Jr. January 25th and the 30th. Go to the website, majestictheater.net. Get all the information there, when the rehearsal schedule is, all that fun stuff. We do a big Disney musical every March, and that's our Disney musical this year. We're looking forward to it. So, and that's open for, I believe, ages 8 to 15. It's all on the website. Definitely check it out, and we hope to see you there as well. Okay, question number two. I'm going to be very impressed if someone can get this one. I know this one only because I saw the only production that would happen in New Hampshire of this show many, many years ago. Which of these, which musical has two characters from Dogpatch USA that sing "If I Had My Druthers"? You guys aren't gonna get this one.
No.
This
oh, no.
No.
Okay, it's a show called Little Abner.
Oh, I wouldn't. Goodness.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got. Yeah, you wouldn't get that. I knew you weren't gonna get that one. It was inspired by the comic strip Little Abner, which was written and drawn by Al Capp from 1934 to 1977. You guys were alive back then, right? You guys know all that stuff.
No.
Yeah. All right. Here's another easy one. Here's an easy one. Do you know which musical tells the story of the Jellicle Cats? Hayden.
Is it Seussical?
Nope.
No.
Cats.
Cats is correct. They just came up with the movie. Has anyone seen the Cats movie yet?
Oh, no.
No, no, but I don't want to.
Oh, see? You guys.
It's terrible. I don't want to.
I still want to see it, I think.
I think I'm still going to see it.
I just see the movie says, the critics say it's amazing, but everyone else is saying it's bad.
Well, I'm not a huge, I saw Cats on stage many, many years ago. It's not one of my favorite shows, but I'm really behind on watching the movie musicals. Like, I'm not going to tell you that I haven't watched Les Mis yet. Because that would show that I'm not hip.
Oh.
All right, this one here, some of you might get this one. I don't think this one's overly hard. Do you know which musical is about a young boy who sings The Kite as he tries and succeeds to getting his kite to fly, at least until it flies into the kite-eating tree?
Is it Mary Poppins?
Nope.
No.
It's Charlie Brown.
Yes, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. Good job. Here's another one that some of you might know. One of these musicals tells us, which musical tells the story of Shy, Princess Winifred, and Prince Dauntless? At least you know all of these.
Once Upon a Mattress.
Oh my goodness, great. You're lucky.
I thought that was like a
man.
Book.
It is a book. Yep, it's a musical as well. All right, wow. Well, you do really well at trivia. All right, Elise can't answer this one. This is an easy one.
Yeah. Oh man.
Big it's a really hard one. I'm warning you. Oh. Which musical was named for an orphan who always believed that things would be better tomorrow?
Oh.
Nicolette.
Annie.
Annie.
Easy.
That was an easy
still
one.
Still raise my hand.
This one should be actually fairly easy, I think, too. Which musical do the newspaper boys in New York City seize the day as they prepare to strike when the cost of the newspaper is increased? Joaquin.
Newsies.
Newsies, one of my favorite movies ever.
They had it on Netflix.
Ever.
They had the Broadway musical on Netflix.
One of my favorite musicals ever.
I learned their famous kick this summer.
Yep. So Newsies was actually first produced as a Disney movie in 1992, then later became a Broadway show in 2011. All right, another easy one. In which musical does Maria, hired as a governess, use a song Do Re Mi to teach her charges to sing? Everybody?
The Sound of Music!
All right. You guys, I told you guys were wicked smart. All right, here's another one that's a newer show, and I think you're all going to know this one. The musical's named for a 5-year-old girl who sings Naughty, telling us that she believes even if you're little, you can do a lot. You mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. Wow, Nicolette's the only one.
Matilda
the musical.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
One of the shows that everybody is doing this year because it just came out. That and Frozen. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We're all doing Frozen Matilda.
It was Newsies last year.
Yeah, last year was Newsies. Yeah. So we'll do it eventually.
When are we going to do Newsies?
Soon. Okay, last question. Which musical is about a boy who lives in Netherland and claims, "I won't grow up"? Joaquin.
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is correct. All right, give yourself a pat on the back.
I was gonna guess
good job.
But I thought it was wrong.
So thank you, everyone. This is I always say this is the 28 quickest minutes in radio. I want to make sure we thank everyone here at WMNH for letting us have this show every other week. We are played typically on Sundays at noon in the Greater Manchester area on 95.3. You can also catch us on the web, either on the Majestic site or on WMNHradio.com. And we always post them on our Facebook page, whatnot. We're doing a Facebook Live today. I think I did okay on it. Everyone waved to Facebook Live. I didn't have my iPad, so if you made a comment, I will respond later, I promise. And but I thank you guys for coming in. I'm looking forward to finishing these next couple weeks of Fiddler with you guys. Yes. And by all means, folks, make sure you come and see Fiddler on the Roof Jr., presented by the Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts, January 24th through the 26th at the Derry Opera House. Tickets at 669-7469 or www.majestictheater.net. My name is Robert Dion. I'm the Artistic Director of Majestic and the Administrator for Dead Herberts. Remember, the world's a stage, music is the voice of the soul, and we will see you next time.
Bye. Bye. Oh.